I'm Dr. Iskew Britton. I'm a marine social scientist and surfer, and I'm from Rasnala in County Donegal. It's where I grew up and learned to surf. I've been standing on a surfboard from the age of 4, thanks to my parents. I was gifted this blue heritage and early introduction to the sea, which was right on my doorstep, Rasnala being my playground. And so just growing up with this really wonderful connection with the sea that's become this kind of lifelong relationship or love affair. And it's taken me all around the world and back again. But it's no surprise, I think, why surfing kind of really started in Ireland, in somewhere like Rasnala, and why it continues to be so popular for people kind of seeking the thrill of the waves. It's a really interesting one when it comes to Rasnala, where it all began, thanks to my grandparents, in particular, my grandmother. Mary Britton is credited with kind of kicking the surfing revolution off, so to speak, kind of inadvertently. But she ran the hotel, the Sandhouse Hotel at the beach at Rasnala, and in the 60s traveled to America to promote tourism in Ireland with the tourist board and ended up in California. And it was the sort of, the heyday renaissance of modern surfing in the 60s. And she saw surfers in Malibu, where she was staying, and kind of remarked how she had similar waves in front of the hotel at Rasnala. And ended up getting her hands on two of kind of the first, what were called then, pop-out surfboards, and getting them back to Ireland, where, yeah, where surfing kind of began, thanks to my dad and his brothers. These amazing, probably very strange looking watercraft arrived. And they spent, probably the first, certainly the first few years refiguring out how best to ride them, what to do with them in the sea, long before the advent of wetsuits or the kind of surf technology we have today that we take for granted. And so kind of plowing into the Atlantic, pioneering a lot of the surf spots around Ireland today. And also my mum took to surfing in her teenage years. She's from Donegal, and really credit it with kind of being a lifeline for her through those teenage years, and kind of a form of escapism for her too. So it was just lovely to have something like that passed down, that real passion for the sea, to me and my sister. Thanks to growing up at Rasnala and learning to surf, and it took me on this quite incredible journey, both as a professional surfing athlete competing with the Irish surf team from the age of 12 through to my late 20s. And although like Rasnala is an amazing spot to learn how to surf, the waves are really gentle and soft and kind of forgiving for learning on. I kind of progressed from there into riding some of and pioneering some of the big wave spots around the country, and riding some of the biggest waves ever ridden by a woman. It's given me so much, this relationship with the sea. And also then as a marine social scientist, and then researching and evidencing the impact and benefit of being in water. That has on us, in particular what's become called ocean therapy. And again, Rasnala is an amazing example of that. It's home to Liquid Therapy, the surf therapy charity, working with a lot of kids, young people who otherwise wouldn't have access to the benefits and opportunities to experience the sea and learn things like surfing, and establish that really positive experience with the ocean. I can't imagine my life without the sea, and yet I see how it's increasingly become so important for so many people. And I think that's a little surprise. As humans, we have this innate connection with water, especially the ocean, giving our bodies are over 60% salt water, our hearts and brains over 80%. So there is this connection with it. And we spend the first 9 months of our lives in, floating in salt water in an ocean and within our mothers. And I think for that reason, as well as many others, there's this therapeutic benefit of feeling like almost a sense of homecoming, a real sense of belonging and calm and connection that people experience. And that's why it's so therapeutic. I think the other thing about the sea is that it's also, for a lot of people, the flip side is it can be unfamiliar and dangerous and risky. And it is. It's quite a challenging environment for humans to be in. But that's also part of the appeal. It's an environment we'll never be able to fully control or probably fathom. And so it has that element of mystery. It does evoke fear, but it also encourages us to move through it. And I think you can learn how to do that in a really safe, playful way through something like surfing. And in that way, it really helps build our resilience and capacity to cope when we come back on land. Surfing the sea infuses every part of my life. And I've just written a new book called Saltwater in the Blood, which really explores being immersed in the ocean, what I've learned from that and what we can take away for when we come ashore, I suppose. So it chronicles a lot of, you know, my own journey into the sea, and in particular the power of that kind of connection for all humans, and how do we restore that lost connection, particularly with water and the natural world, and all the benefits that come when we have a more, I suppose, when we deepen that emotional connection, especially with the sea. It's a great opportunity to try surfing for the first time here at Finn McCool Surf School, and also to check out, an amazing way to get better understand, I think, surf history and surf culture in Ireland, in particular through the artwork of Barry Britton. He happens to be my dad and one of the founding fathers of surf. But during the summer months, and particularly through Heritage Week, he has a gallery open from, I think, Wednesday to Saturdays with all his artwork. And he's famous in particular for designing the Inverness Surfing Contest posters. So that's the longest running surf event in Ireland, and possibly even the world. It's been going for over 50 years now. Yeah, so he's been doing the posters for most of those years. You'll find his gallery next door to Finn McCool Surf School, and you can't miss it because it'll say Britton and Daughters. Donegal Bay is so uniquely positioned to capture the most amount of kind of this, the energy in the swell that builds up in that part of the Atlantic Ocean, and it has a way of just drawing it in. It has a lot to do with the type of rock and geology, actually with having these like limestone reefs, quite like flat sloping rocks that really kind of groom the waves. And you have, you know, you see quite iconic photos of these hollow kind of tubular barreling waves, and also really big ones. So, you know, Mullaghmore at the headland in wintertime is, you know, famous for having the biggest waves in the world, which myself and my cousin were kind of among the early years back in around 2010 and the, you know, following years through the early 2010s. I mean, Wyatt has some of the best surf breaks, I think, in Ireland, are in Donegal Bay. And it's a combination of, I think, of its position, its geography, the rocks, the shape of the bay. And it's interesting then that you don't really have the same on the other side. And St. John's Point is incredible for diving. And so again, the ocean within the bay is just, there's such a diversity of things to experience.